I want you to know on the B-17, I was a riveter that helped put the wings on the B-17. And I was always praying that they would last until they got down not and not fall down. And it was very nice. I had several of the men come up and tell me what a good job that three or four of us women could do on a B-17. This will take a minute. My next door neighbor, Bonnie Harrison, her husband, took me to St. Louis when the B-17 was down at St. Louis. It's been several years ago now. And we were all, there was quite a few people. We were all in a bunch. And this one man come up and he fixed it so I was kind of walking back by, just by him. And he said, "You're Julia Maddox." And I said, "Yes." And I wondered, well, how would he know? You know? And I said, "How do you know?" And he had a book, and he showed me all the names of the B-17s, the ones that worked on it. So we kept on walking, and this group started into, now this is a B-17 that was work, that he told me that it had been in contact. I thought that was just the thing, that had been shot at and everything, and that I helped make it to begin with, and now I was getting to see it when it was going to be put back to bed. But anyway, we were walking along, and this group was walking, and there were several little kids, and boy, they raced in, and they run into the inside of this B-17, and then several went in, and he stuck his head in, and he said, "Everybody out." So, and they were kind of, you could tell they were aggravated. Then he said to me, "This lady gets to go first. She helped make this ship." So I walked in, and Jim and I sat right behind the pilot, and we rode around the, it was wonderful. So I really got a ride in something that I had helped make. I didn't think when I was doing this for the love of my country that I was going to get all this accolade. I just can't believe that it's me. I was sitting there at Butler's, and there was soldiers that came in from Mayo's. They came in, and they would make 50, 60 cents an hour. And they wanted to make some money because most of them were all married. And they were, well, anyway, I had this one soldier, and we were waiting for work. And a bunch of tubifores came in, and they were as long as this table here, and they were in stacks. And I went over and was looking at them. And so I thought I knew what was going on. Anyway, I took a hammer and a nail, and I drove down one of the tubifores. I knew what I had hit. If you, all right, anyway, the nail wouldn't go. So Ernie was standing there, and he was talking about his wife and trying to get some money to get to his wife, and then she was going to come to Galesburg for a little while. So I didn't know what I was doing, but it made him some money. Anyway, I said, you see those that one two before the salon? And yeah. I said, "You know, you can't drive a nail in that." He said, "Are you sure?" I said, "I'm positive. I used to help my dad. my brother would always disappear, so it was me that helped. I was thrilled. Anyway, I would help Daddy, and I knew how to electric and everything. So this one piece of board that we had, you could not get a nail at. So we'd get something else. So then I knew it was the same thing that was there. And he said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Positive." So three or four of his buddies were walking by, and he says, "I bet none of you guys," he said, "I bet you 50 cents, none of you guys know how to run, how to drive a nail in this." Well, they all wanted a hammer. "Give him 50 cents. So he made a couple dollars. I said, "I didn't tell you to do that, but it was funny." It was funny.
That's how he made his money,
And the next thing you know, there was a couple other guys coming to work there. They said, we want to put a nail in that. They were sure they knew what to go. He didn't. You couldn't do it. The only way you can do it is drill a hole in it. That was all.
Now, really, who really won this war?
We did. The women!